Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is a day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. I love that that's all that he requires. The sacrifice he requires is just thanking him. Thanking your Heavenly Father. Thanking your Father. Thanking God. He's a great God. He's merciful. He's actively compassionate. That's what compassionate. That's what mercy means. But I can't tell you how blessed I am. I was listening to an online fellowship last night, and they're out of New Jersey. So it was over Zoom, but I can't tell you how blessed it is to hear the word and to be fed. It's just, it's joyous. So essentially what I did is went over his teaching and kind of reworked it and reworked some and kind of went into other places. And it was just a blessing this morning, but I want to go over it. If you go over to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him," or to please God. And I want to stop right there, because it's not about your acts. It's not about your works, lest any man should boast. It's about believing. If you want to please God, you have to have faith. You have to have a firm reliance on him. Do you have that in your life? Do you believe, first of all, there is a God? Do you believe he is your God? It's important, and you'll see why here. "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder," or he's going to respond or pay the full wage of them that diligently seek him out. God is going to respond. Do you believe that God's going to respond to your prayers? I do. I've always believed that God's going to take care of it. It's not always on my timing, that's for sure. But God will provide. Do you have a firm reliance on that? Ask him if you don't. Ask him to show you how. If you jump over to 1 John, or actually it's John chapter 16, verse 31, it says, "Jesus answered them, Do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and ye shall leave me alone." There's going to be a time when everybody was going to leave Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus. And he knew that. And what did he say? "And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me." You're never alone in this life. If your family leaves, you're never alone. Do you believe God is there? Do you have a firm reliance and knowledge, experiential knowledge, that you have God in every situation? Because you not only have God, you have the entire host. You have a company of angels. You have the Holy Ghost. You have Christ in you. You're never alone in this life, no matter what's going on. If you go to James chapter 1, verse 5, it says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth unto all men liberally." Verse 6, "But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways." You have to ask in faith, and you got to believe God will provide. You have to know that you know that you know. Once you start to experience God answering your prayers, you'll see what I'm talking about if you struggle with this. If you don't, continue to ask. God will provide. I'm going to finish up with this. If you jump over to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways recognize him, and he shall absolutely direct," or rightly divide, "thy path." Go to God in every situation. If you don't know what you're doing today, if you don't know if you should go on a trip, let's say, if you don't know if you should change jobs, if you don't know if you should cut somebody off in your life, You go to God and you ask him, and you're going to believe that he's going to take care of it. You have a big, big God that is your God for you specifically. He knows every hair on your head. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray to God. Again, you never pray to Jesus Christ. It won't go anywhere. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have yourself a beautiful day. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for today. I thank you for the teaching last night, how much it blessed me and how much of a pressure it takes off. I thank you so much that there's other believers out there that are working the word. And I just thank you for each and every person that you just continually take care of them. I pray for everything that's coming up and that your hand is in each and every moment of our life, Father. I also pray for the country and that you take care of it and the people therein. And again, I pray for our business that it continually moves forward. And I thank you for the new people. And just that you continually bless us. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.